弟兄。
Okay, we'll give the time to Brother Zee. And I haven't been here for 5-6 weeks.
但是坐下来很觉得亲切。
But then I still feel very close to all of you when I sit here.
弟兄姊妹好像这边坐的太多了，那边坐的太少了。
And perhaps the more is sitting on this side than this side.
我们中国人不大会排队。
Chinese people sometimes just like to take their own seat.
在台湾、中国大陆都有这个习惯啊。
And wherever I go in Asia, we have the similar habits.
我到台湾去的有个聚会里面坐的太不整齐了。
And one time I went to a meeting in Taiwan and it was kind of unruly.
我是美国人开会啊，坐前面一个一个一个什么按照秩序坐。
But then in the American church, we find out that they always like sitting from in the front rows all the way to the back.
中国人开会，坐了后面的人最谦卑。
But then for the Chinese gathering, they always like to humble themselves by sitting at the back.
你喜欢自己一个人占个位置坐，很特别。
And many Chinese like to sit by themselves, actually.
省的儿女要学习会聚会。
But then the children of God should know how to gather.
大家这里人少，可以坐过来。
And if you find out there's an empty space, you want to kind of like fill the gap.
不需要挤到那里去。
And you don't want to just like group yourself in a dense corner.
所以是勇士就翻过来。
And whoever is the warrior, please fill the gap.
今天没有勇士，又勇士，又勇士。
Oh, yes, there is warrior.
哦，有两个勇士就够了。
Two warriors is good.
我们读旧约撒母耳上
First Samuel
第二十一章
Chapter 21 in the Old Testament.
我的圣经是364面
First Samuel Chapter 21.
啊，对不起，我的圣经363面。二十一章十节到十五节
Verses 10 through 15.
那日大卫起来躲避扫罗躲到假的王亚基那里亚基对臣仆对亚基说这不是以色列国王大卫吗那里的妇女跳舞唱和不是指着他说扫罗杀死千千大卫杀死万万吗大卫将这话放在心里甚惧怕假的王亚基
So he changed his behavior before them.
他要读下去。
Pretended madness in their
hands. 改变了寻常的举动。
Pressed on the doors of the gate.
手下假装疯癫，在城门的门扇上胡写乱画，是唾沫留在胡纸上。亚基对臣仆说：“你们看，这人是疯子，为什么带打到我这里来呢？”我去寻找疯子你们带这人来在我面前疯癫吗这人岂可进我的家呢诗篇第八篇
Psalm 8
我们先读那个小字啊。
Let's read from the small letters
读诗篇一定不要忘记读小字
And always remember to read those small letters of the psalms
大卫的诗
To the chief musician on the instrument of God
用雅各的乐器耶和华我们的主啊你的名在全地何其美你将你的荣耀彰显于天你引敌人的缘故从婴孩和吃奶的口中建立了能力是仇敌和报仇的闭口无言我观看你指头所照的天并你所陈设的月亮星宿 便说人算什么，你竟顾念他，世人算什么，你竟眷顾他，你叫他比天使微小一点，并赐他荣耀尊贵为冠冕，你派他管理你手所造的，是万物，就是一切的牛羊、田野的兽、空中的鸟、海里的鱼，凡星星海盗的都伏在他的脚下。耶和华我们的主啊，你的名在全地何其美。这个第二节到最后叫仇敌报仇的闭口无言。
And the end of the verse 2 says that he may silence the enemy and the avenger.
原文的意思很强的字。
And the original language is even stronger word.
叫仇敌哑口无声。
And that is to shut the mouth of the enemies without letting them make a sound.
输的连个声音都没有了。
That is, they admitted defeat without uttering a word.
第五节，你叫他比天使微小一点。
And verse 5 says that he was made a little lower than the angels.
原文说，你叫他比天使暂时微小一点。
And the original meaning is that he was made temporarily lower than the angels.
是对他尊贵荣耀为冠冕。
And then he was crowned with glory and honor.
我们读希伯来书二章。
Let us turn to Hebrews chapter 2.
希伯来书。
New Testament, Hebrews.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
六到九节。
Verses 6 through 9.
但有人在经上某处证明说，人算什么？你竟顾念他；世人算什么？你竟眷顾他？你叫他比天使微小一点，赐他荣耀尊贵为冠冕，并将你所造的都派他管理，叫万物都伏在他的脚下。就没有剩下一样不服他的。只是如今我们还不见万物都服他，唯独见那成为比天使小一点的耶稣，因为受死的苦，就得到了尊贵荣耀为冠冕，叫他因着神的恩为人人尝了死味。这句话就引用诗篇第八篇。
And this passage is quoted from Psalm 8.
我们在五个礼拜之前，六个礼拜之前讲过三次主的名。
And a few weeks ago, we talked about the name of the Lord.
我把弟兄姊妹都忘记了，只有我一个人记得。
And I'm afraid that most of us forgotten about this message.
所以我还记得，今天还叫主的名。
And I still remember, so I would continue to speak on the topic.
耶和华我们的主啊。
O Lord our God.
你的名在全地何其美。
How excellent is your name in all the earth.
这大卫一篇非常好的诗篇。
And this is one of the excellent Psalm of David.
我们的主，你的名在全地何其美。
Oh Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth.
到这边是结束的时候。
And when this psalm is concluded,
再重复这句话。
It stopped at the repeating of the same verse.
耶和华我们的主啊，你的名在全地何其美。
Oh Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth.
我们要知道这首诗的背景。
And we must know the background of this psalm.
大卫特别说这首诗唱的时候。
And David specially reminded us that when the song was sung, first sung.
要用贾特的乐器。
It has to be played on the instrument of Gath.
我们知道贾特这个字。
And we know this word Gath.
对大卫来说是个非常痛苦的记忆。
And it is a bitter memory for David.
大卫一生当中最痛苦的日子在贾特。
And the most trying time for David was at the time when he was in Gath.
以色列人为大卫为着以色列人征战。
When David fought for the people of Israel,
好两次拯救以色列人。
And many times that he saved and delivered Israelites.
那个时候的君王是个非常肉体的君王。
At the time, David was serving a fleshly king.
他嫉妒大卫。
And he was jealous of David.
因为以色列妇女都唱一首歌。
And because the women of Israel was singing a song.
扫罗杀死千千。
that Saul had slain 1,000,
大卫30万万,
but then David 10,000.
扫罗听见了动怒了,
and when King Saul heard of this song,
扫罗30千千,
he became angry of David.
我剩下就王位还没给他了,
and if he slain more enemies than me, then he will take my throne one day.
大卫知道扫罗要杀了,
and David knew Saul has the heart to kill him.
他在以色列地方就不能存身了,
and he knew that he could no longer stand in the land of Israel. So he flee from Saul. But then at the place of Gath, he met a more dreadful experience. And because the song of a woman of Israel is even passed on to Gath. And the people of Gath told their king that this is the person that the people of Israel sung about. And they said this song was about this person. He is a mighty warrior. And of course the people of Gath was afraid of him too. And when David heard the saying, then he knew that danger is lurking in Gath for him as well. And when he travels in this foreign land, he was by himself. And anybody could take his life almost. And although David was a majestic person, and he cannot help but pretend to be mad. And then he's starting to draw some graffiti on the wall. And he'll allow his saliva to flow out from his mouth on his beard. And then the king of Gath said, oh, he is but a madman. And do I lack of a madman in my country? And by such an act, David saved his own life. And David was a majestic person from young. But the experience in Gath is a very bitter memory for him. And he was persecuted in Israel and now flee to Gath. But then he has a more trying time in the land of Gath. But through it all, God has cultivated the life of David. For David tread on the way of the cross. A person who has the deepest experience in the cross. And the experience of Gath has made the king David's life. Therefore, when he wrote Psalm 8, he specially mentioned about you must place this song in the instrument of
God.
And not only to mention about this bitter experience, but he will turn this into a song of praise and to make a more beautiful life before the Lord.
耶和华我们的主啊,
oh Lord, our Lord,
你的名在全地,
how excellent is your name in all the earth. This is a very famous saying in the Bible.
大卫所住的地方, 以色列是很小的地方,
and we know David dwelt in a small place of a small country of Israel. And he did not tread far by his foot on his, in his life. Except he was the greatest prophet. And he pointed to Jesus Christ to come and prophesy most clearly. And therefore, some call Psalm as the treasure of David. And because there is full of spiritual sentiments in this Psalm. And they give the clearest prophecy concerning Christ to come. So when David wrote a Psalm, and therefore, when he surveyed the nations,
万民天下人,
he often talked about the nations and the heavens and earth. For his perspective was far and wide.
在这里说, 耶和华我们的主啊,
and he said here, O Lord, our Lord,
你的名在全地, 何其美。
How excellent is your name in all the earth.
大卫说看见你们太小了。
Oh, we know, materially speaking, David saw a small place.
大卫是个先知。
But he was a prophet.
应该现在三千多年以前了。
And it is more than 3,000 years ago.
他看见全地都赞美主。
Except he could see into the future and say, how excellent is all the name.
全地都要归耶稣。
All the earth and everyone will give to
Jesus.
And the name of Jesus will be respected and honored in all the earth.
诗篇第八篇非常伟大的诗篇。
And therefore, Psalm 8 is a great psalm.
耶和华我们的主啊。
O Lord, our Lord.
你的名在全地何其美。
How excellent is your name in all the earth.
今天我们来唱这个诗的时候。
And when we sang the hymn earlier.
我们就看见耶稣里面就传遍全地了。
And we know that the name of Jesus is already spread through all the nations.
每一个国家每一个民族都有那么多
Every name, by every tribe, there are many people yielded to Jesus.
无论到什么地方去，都看见信奉主名的人。
Wherever you travel, you will find believers in the name of Jesus Christ.
都看见爱耶稣的人。
And one can see those who love Jesus the Lord.
我告诉你们个消息啊。
And let me tell you this news.
到年底年初啊。
And every time beginning of the year or the end of the year.
中国教会两个大领袖第一次来访问我们了。
And the first time that there are two great leaders from mainland China visiting us.
我很熟的人。
Is someone that we're familiar with.
有一个弟兄他是带一万几千教会人。
And one brother, he has led more than 10,000 churches.
不得了。
And it is a marvelous accomplishment.
中国呢在背后叫他东北王。
And someone secretly called him behind his back that he is the king of the northeast part of China.
一万几千教会都在东北。
And because give guidance to more than 10,000 churches.
我会带他到这里来。
And if I, when he visits, I will bring him here.
你见到他的时候，他这个人其貌不扬。
And if you see him, then you know that he doesn't have any special feature in his face.
但是是个非常非常了不起的弟兄啊。
But indeed, it's a marvelous, outstanding person.
他一直说要来看我们的。
And he kept saying that he liked to visit us.
耶和华我们的主啊。
Oh, Lord, our Lord.
你的名在全地何其美啊。
How excellent is your name in all the earth.
到处都看见人爱耶稣不顾生命啊。
And we could see that many saints will love Jesus for and forget about themselves.
然后在第八篇当中，主的名怎么何其美呢？
And then the psalm went on to explain how majestic is his name.
头一段说，你讲你的荣耀彰显于天。
And the first passage speak of how he revealed his glory in heaven.
为着仇敌的缘故。
And for the sake of the enemy,
你在婴孩吃奶的口中建立了能力。
And out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, he have ordained strength.
这里说一个最奇妙的能力。
And here is described for us a most marvelous.
为着仇敌的缘故。
And because of your enemies.
在婴孩吃奶的口中建立了能力。
And out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants.
先知的话太奇妙了。
He established strength. What a marvelous word.
仇敌的能力有多大。
How great is the power of the enemy.
是鬼魔啊。
And that is the devil.
还有翻天覆地的力量啊。
And he has the power to turn everything upside down.
还有移江倒海的力量啊。
And he could pull out the ocean if he wanted to.
所有灭亡人的灵魂都在他的手中啊。
And all the perished souls was in his hand.
而主要用个能力来对付他。
But then the Lord would deal with him with such power.
主有什么能力啊？
What manner of this power?
在婴孩吃奶的口中见的能力。
And that is the power out of the mouth of the babies and nursing infants.
什么叫做婴孩和吃奶的啊？
And what are these babes and nursing infants?
婴孩吃奶就软弱的记号。
And the babes and nursing infants are the sign of weakness.
人中间最软弱的就婴孩和吃奶的。
And the weakest people among men is the babies and infants.
你碰到一个很大很强壮的人。
And if you have met someone who is big in stature and strong,
你会提防他，怕他来伤害你。
And you may take precaution before him, afraid that he may attack you.
你碰到一个非常聪明的人。
And if you have come across some smart people,
你会害怕他，怕他来伤害你。
And you will try to protect yourself for he may calculate against you.
你碰到婴孩吃奶的人没有人惧怕的。
But when you come before babies and nursing infants, you won't be afraid of them.
没有人怕个婴孩吃奶的伤害我的。
Because no one will be taking precaution against them.
因为婴孩吃奶就最软弱。
for they are weaker than you.
你轻轻点他一下，他就倒了。
And if you will poke them, they will fall over.
二神把他的能力借到在婴孩吃奶的口中。
So the Bible said God has established strength out of their mouths.
这个能力何等奇妙啊！
And how marvelous is this
power. 这个能力是耶稣基督的能力。
And we should pay attention that this power is from Jesus Christ.
我们称这个能力叫 gentle power.
And we call this power as the gentle power.
是个柔美的能力。
And it is a beautiful power.
是个柔软的能力。
It's a softened, gentle power.
耶稣基督来到地上。
When Jesus Christ came to this earth.
任何人都可以欺负他。
And as if everyone can persecute him.
33年半在地上行走。
For 33 and a half years, he traveled on earth.
从来不保护自己。
He never protected himself.
从来不抵抗侵略。
He never resisted someone's offense.
他从来不在这里和人对立。
And he would not stand opposed to any human being.
受尽一切的苦难。
And he suffered under the hands of his own creation.
那样温和的接受。
And he received persecution,
所有不合理的待遇。
And he accepted all the unjust treatment.
在地上真是个婴孩吃奶的。
And as if he was a baby and an infant on earth.
人看见他好像什么人都可以欺凌他。
And anyone could deal with him falsely.
但神把一个力量。
But then God is constituted in the power.
进到在婴孩吃奶的口中。
And out of his mouth and infant.
要借着这个力量废掉仇敌。
And by such gentle power, he will do away the enemy.
借着这个力量来拯救所有的罪人。
And by this gentle power, all sinners shall be saved.
我们称为温柔的能力 ，gentle power.
Therefore, we call this as gentle power.
有荣耀的能力。
It is a beautiful, glorious power.
弟兄姊妹们，这一个能力不得了。
This is an outstanding power.
在地上行走。
As Jesus Christ walked on earth, this power it was manifested through the body of Christ.
要遇见他的人,
and so everyone who came across him,
要罪人看见了自己的罪,
and sinners will saw their own sins,
要痛苦流泪地跟随他,
and then they would repent and follow him in tears.
要有非常有钱的人,
and the wealthy people,
有的看见了耶稣,
and when they saw Jesus,
舍掉他所有的财产,
then they would abandon all their wealth to
follow
Jesus. In order to follow Jesus.
什么力量啊?
And what power would cause them to do so?
最可怕。
And sins are very dreadful.
钱财更可怕。
Oh, wealth and richness is all more
dreadful. 不爱钱的人不会成为财主啊。
And those who do not love money will not become rich.
这个财主看见了耶稣。
But then when the wealthy person saw Jesus,
把一半给穷人。
And he would say that I will give half
to
the poor. 把
我讹诈的我要还他四倍。
And if I owe someone else out of unjustly, I will pay back four times.
另外一半也没有了。
And that means that he will have nothing left for himself.
跟随耶稣。
This rich man then will follow Jesus.
这个能力不得了啊。
And it is such a great power to cause him to do that.
叫瞎子看见，就聋子听见。
It will cause the blind to see and the deaf to hear.
死亡边缘的人一下回来得了医治。
And those who are treading the line of death can come and be healed and made whole.
留下他的医病的权柄给我们。
And the Lord even has left behind for us the healing power.
他的所有人的救助。
And he became the savior of all mankind.
他从来不抵抗罪恶的力量。
He never need to resist sin.
撒旦所用的是暴力。
And for this, Satan used a violent power.
今天我们世界看见的力量都是暴力。
And today we could only see violence from the world.
耶稣基督的力量。
But then the power of our Lord Jesus Christ.
最荣美的力量。
Is the most beautiful power.
最温柔的力量。
It is the most gentle power.
耶稣基督能力。
His power
有能力建立在吃奶婴孩的口中。
Is established out of the babes and nursing infants.
今天这个力量。
And this power today.
天满了全地了。
Is now traveling to and fro
on the earth. 融化了多少罪人的心。
To melt away the hearts of sinners.
到处都看见了跟随耶稣啊。
And so we could see many followers of Christ.
我年轻的时候。
When I was young.
希望都是这个名人的传记。
And when we read the biographies of famous people,
真是羡慕那些欧美人了，那么多人认识耶稣啊。
And I admire the Europeans, Americans, and how many of them have followed the Lord.
他们基督徒生的儿女这么多。
And they have so many believers, so many children of the Lord. And at the time, the Chinese believers were few.
我信主的时候。
And when I first believed in the Lord Jesus,
国民党的时代,
and that was the time of the Civil War,
到了最后了,
and at the end, and the government pronounced that the total number of Christians were about 1 million.
实在夸大了,
and actually it was the exaggerated number. And I believe it was about 50-60% of what they reported. And then these last 3 or 4 years, as I returned to China, I saw how blessed the Chinese people were. And next time when the leader comes, then I want him to testify to you. How they are. And there, he led the more than thousands of churches. And it's not the total number. But it's a system of churches that he is giving guidance. And we know that there are more than that number of churches. And the name of the Lord is praised in all the earth. And now Chinese are the leaders in praising the Lord. And when the Lord shall return, and the Chinese saints shall be the special characteristic. And because there will be more than millions of people. And in what kind of manifold. And we must praise the great power of the Lord. And we see the Chinese saints love the Lord Jesus. Dear brothers and sisters, and the power of the Lord is established out of the mouth of infants and nursing babes. And this is the power also now given to His church. And we shall know that this power is in us. For the purpose of our life is to manifest this gentle power. And when I was first believers, and then I went to Taiwan, and at the time I was 22, and the church sent me over to Taiwan. But then there were millions of people tried to flee to Taiwan at the time. And so therefore, Taiwan became such a place of poverty. Because they did not have enough to feed all the people who rushed in. But then children of the Lord really love the Lord. And even though difficult, they lived happily. And I went first to Kaohsiung, the city in Taiwan. And my leader could not sustain my life. So I was sent to work. And the department that I worked in has about 2,000 people. And the department is actually greater in number than the government. But then in such a place, was really a place that opposed to Jesus. And the people really were hard-hearted at that place. And I was sitting across my supervisor. And he was famous in opposing Jesus. And he was the leader of the 2,000 people, and he was also opposing Jesus. But then we would not succumb to their power. Therefore we pray. And I first pray for my supervisor. And his last name was Yuan. And then the department head, and I say, "Oh Lord, save Mr. Yuan." And save the director, Lord. And no other people was mindful of me except these two. And Mr. Yuan came one day. And then he said that I hate Mr. Amen. And because that's the name he called me. And then he did not like me sitting across him. He said, "Please relocate me." And if you don't want to move me, move him. And I did not know he was trying to move away from me. And all I knew was that every day he did not show me a good
face.
And he never spoke with me in a nice manner.
And
I was wondering, how did I offend this
person?
But then we were learned to manifesting
Jesus.
And otherwise he wouldn't call me Mr. Amen. And I only knew Jesus and nothing
else. And
we will pray with others whenever we find time. And we pray for Mr.
Yuan. And
one time while he was sitting at home by himself, he saw the Lord. And then he was turned upside down and became a believer. And then now I discover that this one who opposed me will be as crazy as me. Towards the Lord. And he started preaching Jesus in the office. And then the department head, Mr. Low, and suddenly gave us a phone call and asked me to deliver an article. And I was in such a slow position. Oh, I was living far away. I had to ride a bicycle for an hour to get there. So when I got there, and then he was holding a pen. He just summoned me to get over there. And I say, oh, Mr. Low, I'm here. He did not lift up his head. And he just pointed his hand and say, go back. Because that was his deliberate attempt to insult me. And I then realized he opposed Jesus. So it took me another hour to ride back home.
My bike.
And he was the person in charge of color pigment. And he was far away from me. So I need to ride the bike for an hour. And someone asked me when I returned, what did Mr. Low want for you? I said, he did not say a word, I just have to ride back. And it doesn't matter. And we continue to pray for him. But one day, someone accused him falsely. And he was taken by the government. And he was a mean person before others. But then when he was under persecution, he was also weak. And he was so afraid. And then in a very urgent time, someone gave him a Bible. So he was in the prison. And he was sentenced to one trial. And then he was fainted in the trial. And while he was locked up in prison, he found there's no way out. And then he suddenly remembered those Christians who are madmen to him before. And then he wondered, could it possible that Jesus is God? And he said, I can now not be saved today. And we know that the Taiwan was under government's control at that time. And some people call it the white terror. And the government can kill anyone without a reason. And his, his crime was enough to get him persecuted.
Accusation? Yeah, excuse me. Okay.
And then he remembered Jesus.
He
prayed to the Lord. Suddenly he met Jesus.
And
why he was so fearful, as he prayed to the name of Jesus, the unshakable peace entered. Then he said, Lord, he said, now I believe in you. Please tell me when I will be set free. He said, I'm so afraid. I never read the Bible. And then now I open. And he just point randomly a finger onto the scripture. And then he looked. He said, then it will be the word that you speak to me. And it was not a clever method for anyone of us. Please do not try to get God to speak to you like that. But then he was a new believer at the time. And then it was very effective in his prayer. So he opened the Bible randomly. And it turned to Revelation. And he put a finger on the place. And then he looked. It says that you shall suffer for 10 days. Then he immediately leaped for joy because he knows that he will be set free in 10 days. But then 7, 8 days have gone by without a sound. And he prayed more urgently. He said, Oh Lord, you promised I only need to suffer for 10 days. And on the 9th day, nothing happened either. And on the 10th day, and his faith was weakened. And he said, You told me that I need to suffer 10 days. How come I'm still in prison on the 10th day? But then, in that evening, the news came. And at that time, people who got locked up or set free does not need to provide for a reason. Suddenly, someone told him, go home. And then he counted the days. He said, Lord, take away the Sunday. Today is the 9th day. If you can count the 10 days, okay. And if I go out tomorrow, it's still 10 days. And we are so, hallelujah, the Lord's words never change. And he came out. And in one meeting, I was preaching the gospel. And I was in my 20s, a young man. And that is the time we were full of gospel power. And sometimes we sang a song that Jesus Christ was born. And then because Christmas is drawing near, I remember that
testimony.
Oh, hear the angels song. And to preach the nativity of Christ. And then this person came. Oh, I say, oh, department head Lord is here. And the great supervisor is now here. I knew that he was locked up. And I marvel that he came to listen to gospel. I did not pay attention to him. And we continue to sing the song joyfully. Oh, the Savior is born in Bethlehem. And after the meeting, and then after the gospel meeting, we call the people to stand for the Lord. And then Director Low stood up. And then he even lifted up his fist. He said, Oh, I believe in Jesus now. And he was famous in opposing Jesus. But then on that day he said, I'm believing now. I thank him that he did not know me. And because he never lifted up his head to saw the visiting me on that day. He never saw my face. Then I sat next to him and I spoke to him. I said, Director Low, oh, actually we met before and I thank the Lord that you are here. And he looked at me and said, Oh, I've never seen you. I said, Oh, but you forgot. And he wondered, when did I see you? Then I told him my name. I said, Don't you remember you summoned me to your office that day? But then you did not tell me anything. And you just lifted up your finger and said,
Oh,
no. Then he remembered. He said, Oh, I'm so sorry. He said, Oh, I was an unbeliever then and I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I said, I have no rights to forgive you. And I'm more so a sinner than you. But great is the grace of Jesus Christ. I could not imagine why so you're saved so early, so fast. And it is good to believe in Jesus. And the gospel has great power in that time. And there was a household behind our place, and the last name was Ding. And he was a contractor of defense work. And oftentimes he needed to travel. And his wife stayed home. And there was a small window of those Japanese style homes. And that window is facing our room.
我和另外两个年轻人睡一个房间。
And I was sleeping with the two other young roommates in
the place.
And all three of us were ministers.
And
that mistress was like to spy on us and wonder what we were doing. And we woke up early. And we had no furniture in our room. And not even a table or a chair. But then each day, three of us will select our own corner. And we pray to the Lord. And she just
bided us.
And we prayed as long as she peeked at us. And gradually, she really was drawn to us. And she realized that all three of us were college students. And at the time, college students were not that common. And she was wondering, how come they're so superstitious? How come they pray so long? And until we stood up, and then she wondered, how come they are so full of joy after they prayed? And as if they were so satisfied. And then we ate breakfast. And then we ate breakfast sweetly in the Lord's presence. Nobody spoke. And some seldom spoke a few words. As if we were living in heaven, though we were on earth. And the summer came. And a lot of people try to find cool air on the outside. And her son spoke one day, a little child.
我妈妈, 这些日子不知道为什么,
and then the little child said, we don't know why our mother
常常跪在床面前叽咕叽咕讲话,
our mother kneeled before her bed and spoke
somewhere.
And then the Christians realized that, oh, she became a believer
now.
And then she recognized that she also believed in Jesus. And that is the gospel power. It was a gentle power. It overcomes the power of the enemy. For the Lord established strength out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants. And that the Lord may silence the enemy and the avenger. So that their mouth is now shut up. And then it says that to behold the heavens that you have made from by your fingers, and the stars and the moons that you have listed in the sky. And then the psalmist said, what is man that you are mindful of him, and you have made him a little lower than angels for a time, but you have crowned him with glory and honor. And when we see the star, the heavens that he ordained, astronomers is studying the sky all the time. And doesn't matter how great they have discovered this universe, and we know that God is still bigger than it is. God is above it all, before the universe, and God lives in the third heaven above all creation. And when I consider the heavens the work of his finger, and if we are to rearrange the room, if by my own power to rearrange this room, and I know I'll be tired quickly. But the scripture says that the heavens is the work of his fingers. And all these stars, and the Lord is placing this star here and that star there. And many stars, most stars are greater than the planet Earth. And therefore the psalmist said, what is man? And oftentimes we know this man is speaking to us. And what is me? But then this man, we shall look into it carefully. is speaking towards Jesus Christ the person.
希伯来书二章引用这句话了。
And Hebrews chapter two quoted this passage.
某处写着是说。
It says that the scripture has stated.
人算什么
？That what is man？
你叫他把天使比天使微小一点。
And that you have made him a little lower than angels for a time.
是给他尊贵荣耀为冠冕。
You have crowned him with glory and honor.
耶稣基督道成肉身了。
And for Jesus Christ, the Word became flesh.
这才是最大的神迹啊
！And that is the greatest miracle of all time.And it, for God to create, it is nothing to God.
天上的天
but the heavens that is above heaven,
中天住天的圣经讲的话
and the, all the heavens,
算不了什么
is still nothing to God.
有一天那天神道成肉身
but one day when God became man, the word became flesh.
天都要震动了
All the heavens shall be shaken.
所有的天使震惊的没有话说了。
And all the angels are shocked without uttering a word.
下去了。
God had descended onto earth.
住在那么微小的一个人里面。
And he had made a bowl into such a small person.
灵界都认识神了。
And the spiritual realm always knows God.
他们知道耶稣基督是真神啊。
And they will call Jesus Christ the true God.
神就住在那个微小的人里面。
And for God dwells in that person.
为着叫他的名传于天下呀。
For his name to be preached in all the earth.
非要天使暂时微小一点。
And therefore he was made a little lower than angels for a time.
复活升天得的荣耀。
Until he was resurrected from the dead and ascended.
大的无限了。
He became so great.
叫天使暂时微小一点。
Although he was made lower than angels for a time.
是他尊贵荣耀为冠冕。
But now he was crowned with glory and honor.
那么好了，这冠冕啊。
And this crown.
天下所有的冠冕都是物质做的。
And we know that all crowns are made by something on earth.
英国人常常夸耀他们皇帝的冠冕。
And the English people always boast about how beautiful the crown of the majesty. And they could count how many hundreds of diamonds on the crown. And there are not many crowns made so beautifully as the England crown. And what is the worth of this crown of
majesty?
When we compare it to
crown of glory,
they are called the crown of glory and honor.
那我们稀奇了。
Then we will be marveled at it.
尊贵荣耀这两个字都不是物质。
Glory and honor are not material things.
尊贵荣耀怎么做冠冕呢？
And how can one make glory and honor into crown?
耶稣从来不头上戴么顶帽子叫做冠冕。
And because our Lord Jesus Christ need not to have a material crown on his head.
升到高天。
For he ascended on high.
进入了极大的荣耀。
He entered into the greatest glory.
他自己就是荣耀。
For he is made glory himself.
这叫尊贵荣耀为冠冕。
And he have received glory and honor as crown.
叫主的名传到全地。
So that his name will be preached in all the earth.
耶和华我们的主啊。
Oh Lord our Lord.
他翻的对了。耶和华这个是中文上面圣经没这个耶和华词。主我们的主啊。
Oh Lord our Lord.
你的名在全地何其美啊。
How excellent is your name in all the earth.
大家都在那里看见耶主耶稣的尊贵荣耀了。
So everyone sees how majestic and glorious our Lord.
第三段说超越一切的权柄。
And then the third passage tells us he has this surpassing power.
叫主的名的权力何其美。
How excellent is his name in all the earth.
马太福音最后的一章。
And last chapter of the Gospel of Matthew. Until the end.
主耶稣说你们要去。
And Jesus Christ commanded that he
shall
go.
地上一切的权柄。
All the powers of heavens and on earth
都已经赐给我了
has now been given me.
你们要去
therefore go.
叫万民做我的门徒
and make disciples of all nations.
我教训你们的都要他们遵守
and teach them to keep all that I've commanded
them. 我就与你们同在
and I shall be with you always.
直到世界的末了
until the end of this earth.
这个命令到今天还在我们身上
and we know we have received this commandment till today.
所有权柄
all the power
都已经给了复活耶稣
has been given to this resurrected Jesus
我信主的时候
as I first believed in Jesus
带我的人是一个姊妹
My leader was a sister. And she was an outstanding and famous sister of China.
Wang Peizhen.
And her last name is Wang Peizhen. And a while ago, I received a book from published in Hong Kong. It's called Wang Peizhen's Biography. And they gave me this book. And we bought a few to sell it here. And I flipped through the book. And the author wants me to give them more information so he can write more biography. I said, you wrote the biography of Ms. Wang very well. And unfortunately, not enough. And Ms. Wang has this greatest power that she
possesses.
And you did not know many of her testimonies. And when you write the second edition, I want to give you more information. And during the war against Japan, and when China obtained victory, there was a great revival. It started in Shanghai and then spread to Qingdao. And the revival of Christian in Qingdao was so outstanding. And thousands of people were baptized at the time. So many people just rushed into the church. And one day, the enemy attacked the church. And the devil was using all kinds of wicked schemes to attack the church and possess many people. And sometimes, while the gospel was preached, someone would be possessed by demons. And if you have no power to cast out demons, you cannot preach the gospel. But then people are trying to cast out demons, and the demons flee from this one and hop onto the next one. And then the Shanghai church made this announcement. And Ms. Wang will visit the church in Qingdao. And I was worried for her. And because I know that someone is possessed in over there. And I could not help, so I look up Ms. Wang to help. And I was disappointed. And such a powerful person. And after she heard me saying all this, and she told me, I don't know how to cast out demons. So I told her more and more. And then she said, I don't have burden to cast out demons. And I was wondering, how come a maid of the Lord says that she has no burden to cast out demons? So I looked for other help. And then I was worrying for her because we need to go to Qingdao. And that place was full of demon-possessed people. Oh, you do not know how to cast out demons and you have no burden to do that. What will you do? But then when she arrived to that place, the news returned back to us. And it shocked my heart. The day when Ms. Wang arrived to Qingdao, as she first stepped foot out on the land of Qingdao, and all the demon-possessed cases were gone.
鬼浪,
and because the demons retreated, and the demons had to flee away from her presence. And that is called to hold power. And she indeed held power with Christ. And the song said, your power, I also hold.
主同坐宝座,
and to hold the same power and sit on the same throne with the Lord. And the one who wrote that song also martyred with in the Lord. He was faithful with Christ. And our Lord Jesus surpasses all power. But that power is now given to His church. And this great power is now dwelling in us. It is the power that above all power. We must go. We must preach the gospel. We want to serve the Lord. For His name is preached in all the earth. And we must live up the victorious banner of Christ by His power. In His name we shall progress. Then let's sing 130. And what power is the